This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a group of consumers in this economy, a demographic group to be a bit more specific, that is of special value to marketers. It's the biggest group. They overtook baby boomers a couple of years ago, and they have money to spare for toys and clothes and electronics and whatnot. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath aged out of that group this week, but he is not going without a fight.
Yeah, I turned 35 on Monday, but I'm not that sad about my hair thinning or that thing with my knee. What really gets me is that I'm no longer in the coveted 18 to 34 demographic.
I feel your pain. When I turned 35 last year, I experienced the same anxiety.
That's ad man Michael Miraflor.
SVP, Global Head of Futures and Innovation.
At the agency Blue 449.
You know, 18 to 34 has been regarded for so long as the young demographic. So when you age out of that, you're like, okay, now what am I considered?
Old, Michael, and irrelevant. That's the sad part. See, literally my entire adult life, from the minute I turned 18 until this week, my opinions have moved markets. For advertisers,
it's about the opportunity to kind of convert those 18 to 34-year-olds into brands and products and services that they'll use for the rest of their lives.
Miraflor explains these demos were created back in the Mad Men days, when age was a proxy for interests. Young people like fizzy soda and fast cars. Old people like iced tea and slow cars. Sell them stuff accordingly. And if you want to help an old person feel young, sell them a sports car, of course. This gave me an idea. What if I could use my final days of relevance to sort of pull the culture towards me? Living it up, consuming all the stuff I love, I could signal to advertisers that this stuff is cool. So that's what I did. For example, I love ambient music, new agey drones and tones type stuff. Last week, I went to see Laurel Halo, who you're hearing right now. I bought the ticket with my credit card. That's a data point Capital One will sell to advertisers. I also posted all over social media, dozens of tweets and likes and snaps. Together, all those data points make a little data constellation that, if it's bright enough, tells advertisers, hey, look over here. This stuff must be cool because look at who's consuming it. End result?
You might start to see some of that music in some of the advertising that you're being targeted with.
Lee Macon is chief strategy officer at ad agency 360i. And
my birthday is Monday, December 4th as well.
You, me, and Jay-Z.
Yes, the three of us.
Macon also entered a new demographic today, 45 plus.
I am. I'm admitting that on air, yeah.
And he's brought me the greatest gift I could ask for.
Age is still valuable. It's not the whole story.
In the era of big data, Macon says, age is just one data point. Now, he says, it almost works the opposite of the Mad Men days. If young people get into iced tea and slow cars, or, you know, seltzer, vinyl records, mom jeans, advertisers learn that from the data and adjust the demographics. Also,
rather than see things by demographic, we're able to see adjacent passions.
If I really wanted to boost the signal on my music taste, Macon says, I should have spent the last week consuming fashion and gadgets and fine dining, too. Then the data would correlate my taste in music with all that other coveted consumption.
So is it fair to say that this little culture hacking experiment I've been doing, I could do that all this year while I'm 35, and it will matter just as much as doing it last year when I was 34?
It'll matter just as much.
So I'm still relevant?
Yes.
Still got it. I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.